The lady at the center of the highway robbery and rape saga in October 2010, Amina Mohammed, was acquitted and discharged by an Accra Circuit Court this morning. Amina, a mother of three, was charged with causing fear and panic and deceit of a public official, of which she pleaded not guilty. Amina on a radio station captured national attention with a claim that there was a mass rape of women on a robbery attack at Kubasi in the Ashanti region. Lawyer for Amina, Andy Apiakubi, was happy on the victory and said his client will have to determine the next step to take, that is whether to seek damages for defamation and unlawful arrest.
Upon the filing of a submission of no case, the judge gave a ruling today, and the situation is that Amina Mohammed, the accused person, has been acquitted and discharged.
What is next?
Well, it depends on the instructions we take from our client, and the possibilities are that we will come for restitution. And the issues to be raised are whether or not the arrest and detention and, of course, the defamation of Amina Mohammed can be situated within the law, and the law, whether she is entitled to some compensation or whether the position of the law will place some liability on the state.
Looking back at the case, would you say she was properly arrested?
I don't think so. So, but in case we want to come back, we want to keep our arsenals to ourselves. But I don't think he was properly arrested. I don't think he was properly detained neither, and I think that there was some malice in the and I also think that she's entitled to some restitution.
So as her lawyers, if she leaves her fate in your hands, what advice would you give her as a step to take?
I think we have been discussing this matter with some of your colleagues, and Amina Mohammed herself has been present. So she has heard the possibilities that and the release that she could seek. So I am sure that having heard all these things that we have said to her in her presence, she will take the necessary decision and advise us, and we will act accordingly.
Amina Mohammed was short of words to express how she felt about her release. She thanked God for the victory, especially as this case has cost her her husband and family.
I am happy that finally I have been released. I am happy that I am free. I thank God for this. I am short of words to express how I feel. I lost my husband because of this case. He accused me of so many things. My family members drove me from the house. I am happy and thank God.
Her mother was at the court and was also thankful to God.
I thank God Almighty, who created heaven for this victory. It's only Him who has done this.